October 13th, 2022, the 105th anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima, Portugal. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, decades ago, I was allowed by the Father to appear to three shepherd children in Fatima to encourage the world to pray the rosary for peace between nations and between mankind and his God. Today, I come bearing the same message. The rosary is the cord of reconciliation between man and God, and between man and all nations. It is Satan who opposes man's grasp of this formula for peace. Dear little ones, never minimize the importance of your prayer efforts, or of the rosary in particular. Change will come. It is up to you if it is change towards peaceful accord or change towards even greater conflict. I am always with you as your Heavenly Mother. Turn to me when you find it difficult to pray. I pray with you when you pray the rosary. Pray that man does not escalate tensions between nations through threats of deadly force of catastrophic consequences. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.